1-800-387-3637.
We're here live from the 2013 Liberty Forum, at least as live as we can be, considering the, let's say, difficult broadcast circumstances that we've been encountering tonight. I'm told that everything is okay as far as our signal going out from the Crown Plaza Hotel. But anyway, we've been having some trouble here. Carla!
Hi.
Hey, you're the president of the Free State Project.
Yes, I am.
And you're here with me to start the show out.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. And apparently everything's sounding good, so that's good. We're here at the Crown Plaza Hotel. For those that don't know, we've been pumping it up pretty big over the last several weeks. It's the 2013 Liberty Forum. It's a Free State Project yearly event. And it is so much fun to be at the Liberty Forum because you're around hundreds of people who get it when it comes to the ideas of freedom. Now, we are here to do Free Talk Live, which means we will have open phones at 855-450-FREE, so you can still call in about anything that you'd like. But we've also got the additional ability tonight to actually talk to people in the studio. And so that's what we're doing here to start the show out tonight. And Carla, you're our first guest. Carla Garrick?
Garrick.
Did I get it right?
Garrick. Garrick is fine.
Come on, how do you really pronounce it?
Garrick.
Garrick?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I knew there was a H in there somewhere.
I'm starting to think I should just change my name. Just make it something easy like Stark or Holiday.
All right, so you are the current president of the Free State Project, and have been so, what, a couple years now?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
Yes. I think it's going pretty well. You know, I was preparing for my speech tomorrow, and mm-hmm. I was crunching some numbers and doing all of that. And the exciting thing is it looks like our growth has been accelerating since 2008. I'm not going to say since
really?
I got involved, but I started getting involved in 2008 when my husband and I moved from Manhattan. And I just think, you know, one, the country is sort of going into a more tyrannical state, and I think more and more people are waking up. I just spent the last weekend in D.C. at the International Students for Liberty conference, and
I heard there was quite a few signups there.
We got 23 signups there, and the whole trip cost us under $500 because we shared a hotel room and, you know, paid for our own meals for the most part, and, you know, I paid my own bar tab.
Now there's an expenditure.
And, you know, so that works out, what, $20 a head kind of thing?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and so I feel really heartened. You know, we have...
Well, plus you reached a lot of people, too, probably for the first time.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to sign up for the Free State Project the first time they hear about it, right?
No, and what we did find, and we had a great team, Carla Mora and Shem came out, and they worked the booth for most of the time, and they just do a really good job. You know, they ask a lot of questions. They would have people say, this sounds intriguing, let me think about it more. They'd come back the next day, and they'd be like, okay, you know what, yeah. You know, if we could get 20,000 people to pledge, I'll do it. I'll move to New Hampshire.
Well, we're getting there. I mean, with almost 14,000 now, not quite, almost to that point, well over two-thirds of the way to the goal. And it's been a long time coming. I mean, this project has been in creation since 2001. People have been moving to New Hampshire. Early movers, like us here on the show tonight, have been moving ever since 2003, when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project. Out of 10 possible candidate states, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. And we've got over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project. And we've seen some really tangible
results.
Exciting results.
Yeah, and with only 1,000 people, I mean, I half jokingly say to Jason Sorens, who, of course, was, you know, the brainchild behind the entire movement, having written the paper that said, hey, why don't we just concentrate, you know, a bunch of libertarians, I use those in giant air quotes, mm-hmm. liberty-loving activists in one area, and I don't think we need 20,000. I mean, it'll be great to hit the number because, you know, that was sort of the metric that was set.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, but
you know,
I agree.
And let's wrap it up. But, you know, we're probably going to get 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 maybe of the original movers who are going to come. Lots of people actually ask me, you know, they're like, well, what if I pledge now, but something in my life changes and I can't come? And we're like, oh, wait, see, we're not like the government. We're not going to be like the Free State Project rendition program.
We're going to sue you.
You know, or bring out the, you know, the black bags and the helicopters. You know, obviously we want quality people who want to be here. Sure. And how could you not want to be here?
I think that what people should do, if they signed up and we reached the 20,000, is come to New Hampshire for a period of time. Call it 2 weeks. Take a look around. And, you know, if at that point you're not convinced that this is going to be the liberty-oriented place that you wanted to be, okay, that's fine. But, I mean, at that point, you've fulfilled your commitment.
Right. And, you know, we have a lot of people, and I know because Ian, you know, is a skinny guy, and it's cold here in the winter. And people will say that'll be, like, the number one thing. So, you know, the two things that I will say is, and I'm sure I stole this from you guys, is, you know, statists love warm weather, and they surely do. They're all flocking to Florida for a reason. And we believe our idea is so good that we throw a party in the middle of the winter and say, hey, come out when it's really cold and come see what it's about.
And we sell out the hotel when we do it.
Exactly.
Well, now, I mean, let's be fair. The hotel sold out because there are multiple groups here this weekend. But the hotel is sold out.
They know what's up. They try to plan around us and that kind of thing.
There are going
to
be hundreds of people here at the Liberty Forum.
We sold all the rooms that were allotted to us.
The last time I got the numbers, it was close to 400 that had registered, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. But
so there's probably going to be more people who show up just for the weekend, who have not registered, who just want to come in and buy a day pass. I mean, we're looking at maybe 500 people.
I would hope so. You know, it's certainly freedom is popular. And, you know, if you're not here, the other thing I wanted to say about ISFL is besides being really encouraged to see, I mean, there were 1,500 young college students, you know, about, I counted, I think, 300 in bow ties. Everyone was suited and tied. They all looked really good. Just young, enthusiastic kids, you know, and we're just so fortunate because we are building the practical platform of all the theoretical I saw there. You know, person after person talks about, hey, someone should try and do this, or wouldn't it be cool if there was an alternate currency, or wouldn't it blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we're doing all of those things
in New Hampshire.
Yeah. And it's working. So, you know, don't try and do it where you are. Come do it where we have a success record.
This is probably one of the most frustrating things for me, is because, you know, as a longtime activist, I mean, I've been an activist as long as I've been an adult.
So since you were two.
You know, one of the most frustrating things is when somebody's new, like you were saying, the people at the Students for Liberty, they're pretty young, right? I mean, 18, 21, something like that.
Yeah.
And they haven't gotten out there and gotten their feet wet in a lot of ways, as some of us have. And usually you have to learn the hard way. I mean, we can get on the radio and talk about our experiences and talk about how great things are in New Hampshire and how this is where you need to be if you want to be an effective activist. And people take it personal. They take, you know, it's an insult. Somebody was telling me on Facebook the other night, oh, well, that's why I don't listen to your show anymore, Ian Freeman, because you're just always talking about how we've got this club over here and it's the best club and your club there sucks. And look, I'm not trying to jump down anybody's throat or be rude or anything like that. It's just my experience is that I didn't have much success living in Florida, doing activism there, basically like pulling teeth, trying to get people to come out and do things, to get out publicly and do outreach or whatever.
Sure.
And up here, I have no problem whatsoever finding people to go out and do stuff. And in fact, here, the problem is that there's too much to do and you have to choose what is most important to you. And I don't think people understand really, you know, how different it is here, how much of a, you know, an advantage we have, not just because we're in New Hampshire, we already have advantages built in because it's New Hampshire, but also because we already have hundreds of people who are here.
I don't think
people who are struggling where they live really, really understand that until they come here and they experience the people.
And honestly, that is, I think, the biggest selling point of the Free State Project is actually the community.
Yeah.
Because you come and it's like-minded people and you can get stuff done.
You want to stick with us here for a bit?
Sure.
I'd love to have you. We're in moments here with Carla. She is the president of the Free State Project. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We still will take your calls. We're here live from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua at the Liberty Forum, 2013 edition. We'll continue in moments. This is the Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we are here live, by the way, from the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, for the Free State Project's 2013 edition of the Liberty Forum. And, it, you know, it's been a whirlwind day, as always, getting all the equipment set up and making connections in the hotel and seeing old friends and faces and, you know, meeting new people as well, which is, of course, what this event is all about. It's about bringing people who love the ideas of freedom together. So they can, I don't know, talk about fun stuff and strategize and come up with new ideas and brainstorm and hear great speakers, people like Tom Woods.
Yep.
He's a big name in the Liberty speaking world, the Liberty world. Jeffrey Tucker, saw him earlier.
Yes.
From what I understand,
actually going to be doing some co-hosting with us here on Free Talk Live while we're here.
When is that, tomorrow night?
I believe that's tomorrow night.
Okay, oh, so, wonderful.
That should be fun.
He's delightful.
Yep. He is really, and good. And, I mean, you know, that's a pretty uncommon thing.
Really smart guy, and you know, this whole place is filled with brilliant people, and of course one of them is Carla. She is the president of the Free State Project, and we were just kind of talking about how effective this whole concept is of, hey, here's an idea, let's move liberty-minded people together to the same place so they're not the lone wolf standing out in the wilderness holding a sign, as I used to be, and I know that I'm not the only
howling
one like
at the
this.
Moon.
I saw a picture of a guy on Facebook who was doing one of these loner protests out in front of some bureaucracy in the state where he lives, and I'm just like, oh man, this guy's a great activist, but it's not going to do anything.
Right.
I mean, just going out there by yourself isn't going to get any traction. Here in New Hampshire, we've, been here for a handful of years, half a decade, some of us have, and we've already got a dozen people in the state house.
Yes.
I mean, the Libertarian Party can't claim that in 40 years.
No, and the thing is, we're doing that on a shoestring budget with a bunch of volunteers. And, you know, if we start to shift that paradigm a little, I think we can. I mean, the sky is the limit. There really is no reason that we couldn't be more effective. I mean, we're doing all of this just because people are passionate. I mean, we're getting where we are because of passion. And if, you know, whether it's, you know, on the state house or the in the system or out of the system or just building free markets in Agora, you know, things like Bitcoin, I'm really excited about that for Liberty Forum. You know, talking about alternate currencies and sort of creating systems where we just kind of go, you know what, your paradigm doesn't really work for us, and we're just going to build something that is better from the ground up that makes people prosperous and create and is within a world of peace.
Yeah, and the concept of the Free State Project is simple. We're going to take the activists out there that are, you know, active. We're going to get other people to move, create activists in that way. We're going to revitalize what activists might have been in this small state, the state of 1.4 million. There are cities much larger than New Hampshire is.
True.
And, you know, states have special sort of legal rights or precedents or powers or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, once those people get active, there are maybe, you know, a few thousand people politically active in New Hampshire, period.
The
so when
I've
you
heard
throw in another politically, you know, 1,000 politically active individuals, that changes the paradigm for everyone.
It totally does. And I mean, the numbers I've heard kicked around, I don't know how solid they are, is that there's about 8,000, you know, natives that are politically active. That's an interesting number to me because that does mean, you know, we don't need the 20,000. It'd be great. I want everyone to move out, but, you know, we can do it with less. We
are
doing it with
less. Knowledge is power in this area. I had the selectmen in my town, several term selectmen in my town, ask me what the position I was elected to, the state delegate to the state party or whatever it was, and I don't even know what the name of it. And they asked me,
we run for office and we don't know who we are.
He didn't know what it was, and I explained it to him. That's the politically active individual you're talking about, so having the knowledge in that area is powerful. It changes things.
You know, just opening the debate, you know, I'm sure you guys talked about this ad nauseum, but, you know, the Cynthia Chase situation with the Democrat representative from Keene who came out and said, hey, you know, we want to take away your freedoms. Hopefully we can drive these people out. And, you know, that just amazed me because of the adage, you know, first they laugh at you, then they fight you. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you know.
We're way past the laughing stage.
Right, you know, because we are actually getting results. Like, it would be easy to laugh at us if, you know, if things weren't progressing, but they really are.
It's first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And I think you could argue that we're between the laughing laughing and fighting stage, depending on
we provoke some of the laughter too, and I think that can actually be used in a really effective way. I mean, I see myself, you know, much more as an artist than as a lawyer, although I did practice law for many years in Silicon Valley and have papers and, you know, understand IP and all of those things. But at the heart of it, you know, the more we can create something that's fun. So, you know, with Cynthia Chase, instead of picking on her, people sent her flowers, they made thank you signs and did notes, and I think that's a good way to go about things. Right.
She said she was scared for her life. The Free Staters are sending her flowers.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now, hold on. Now, look, let's be fair. This story broke up, the Cynthia Chase story broke nationally on platforms like Rush Limbaugh and
it's
Breitbart.
No doubt that she probably received some...
Hold on. She got phone calls from some nasty, mean people who had nothing to do with the Free State Project.
Well, and
because Rush Limbaugh got on the air and he misrepresented the story as Breitbart misrepresented the story. They misrepresented the story as Democrat representative says conservatives greatest threat to the state, which was not at all what she said.
Exactly.
She said Free Staters are the greatest threat to the state. She said Free Staters are the greatest threat to the state, and you know, that's not necessarily have anything to do with conservatives. People who are Free State Project participants are, you know, Republicans, they're Democrats, they're Libertarians, they are non-party affiliated, they are outside the system. I mean, they're all over the place.
Right.
So let's make sure we're clear on what she said was the threat. It's the Free Staters, has nothing to do with conservatives. But when that story broke nationwide, she probably got all kinds of nasty emails from some really mean conservative types. And, you know, people tend to collectivize, so she likely grouped that in to say, oh, those Free Staters are threatening me.
Right.
And I highly doubt there were many,
if
any, Free Staters.
Well, of course. I mean, I would doubt it, too, because I think one of the things most people, if not all, if we are going to collectivize, believe in who move out here is, you know, a firm belief in the non-aggression principle, and you know, I don't see anyone I know threatening
and I wouldn't want to associate with those
people
either. If I did know about it, then I'd say something about it.
You know, it's sort of, I think for a lot of people, I always think about this example because the first Liberty Forum I came to, I saw someone. It was the first time I saw people open carry, and I saw someone with a holster that had an anti-war sticker stuck on his holster with a gun in it.
Yeah, you're not going to see that at a conservative convention.
Right, and my head was like, what? So, hey, you can be pro-gun and anti-war, and I'm sure people like Cynthia Chase, you know, that sort of idea is like, wait a second. Wow, I really have to start to think about the world in a different way. And I hope we can open dialogue with them. You know, they don't always post our comments on their, you know, their blue sites, but we're here to stay, so they may as well
either
start talking to us
at some point. Exactly. Carla, thanks for coming in. I know there's so much for you to do, so many people to meet. Really appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Love being here, and thanks for all you guys do for us.
Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, and we'll continue here in moments. Now, we can take your calls. We do have that capability. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind as we continue here live from the 2013 edition of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. More in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at RNAfreesample.com. That's RNAfreesample.com. And order a free 1-month supply of RNA drops, pay only shipping and handling, at rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703 or visit rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE, and we can take your calls even though we are live on location at the Crowne Plaza Hotel here in Nashua. Now, this event is going to be going on throughout the weekend. It is affordable to come out to the Liberty Forum. It's $209 get you in for the entire weekend, although that price may be up a little bit due to people buying last-minute tickets. So I guess I can't really say what the cost is. But you can get a day pass as well if you can only make it up here for like a Saturday or tomorrow. And it's well worth it because you're going to be around hundreds of other people who love the ideas of freedom, who care about liberty, and who are willing to do something about it. That alone is worth the cost of admission, but then you also get all manner of speakers and panel discussions. There are going to be other radio broadcasts from here, not just Free Talk Live, but I know Flaming Freedom is going to be doing a pre-recorded show from here at the forum, and Dale, who is one of the co-hosts, the founders of Flaming Freedom, is here in the studio with us tonight. Good evening, Dale.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah, always good to have you. What time is your show recording this weekend?
Tomorrow at 4:45 p.m.
All right.
From this location. We're doing it's not a call-in show, just people who are here
Yep.
can say things if they want. We're encouraging people to have confessions, to share their confessions with us.
Now, I was told, by the way, that if you can't make it up here this weekend, maybe the, you know, it's just too expensive to travel or whatever your reason, you will be able to tomorrow morning when this event officially kicks off. Because, like, tonight there's a party and there was some stuff at the State House today, but the real bulk of the event starts tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock or 9:30. At freestatenow.com/live, JJ, who used to be one of the regular co-hosts on this show, is going to be hooking you up with a live stream, and he's got some fancy equipment. You got a direct feed from the microphone, JJ? Okay, it's going to sound great. So if you aren't, this is going to be the first year, I think, that Liberty Forum has been live streamed.
Come to the Liberty Forum on the Internet.
Yep, you can do that now over at freestatenow.com/live. But Flaming Freedom, tell our listeners who are new to you, Dale, because obviously, you know, it's been a while since you've been on regularly. You used to be a regular weekly co-host.
Right. Used to be on about once a week.
It's been like at least a year since you've been on regularly, so we've got new listeners who don't know your voice. They don't know what Flaming Freedom is, so pitch the show.
The show is a liberty-oriented, we talk about liberty issues, or excuse me, we talk about LGBT issues from a liberty perspective, which is, I think, badly needed, because most of the news out there, if it is about those subjects, is coming from a liberal perspective.
Sure.
With a few exceptions. And I think that's a segment of society that is it's prime for the liberty message, actually.
Why do you think that? Because, I mean, the typical stereotype is a liberal, but do Democrats really care about LGBT issues, or is it just something they kind of wear on their sleeve to get votes?
I think any particular Democrat might, but politicians are always pandering to certain people, and to the same degree that a Democrat politician panders to get that vote of people who are either LGBT or supporters of LGBT folks. There's also the conservative politician who panders to the people who hate them. And so in both cases, you know, politicians, it's their rhetoric is really the thing that distinguishes them from each other more than their actions.
And to some extent, it's what keeps the problem going.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just keeps perpetuating it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, conservative politicians, I don't think they sound horrible. I don't think they really care one way or the other, whether conservative or liberal politicians. I think they're just pandering to who they think they need to pander to. Usually their base, at people who are not necessarily, and if you look at the base, it's not necessarily voting a certain way all the time, but there's a certain small segment from each side who are the foot soldiers, the people who will donate a lot of money, the people who will call, the people who go door to door, and in the conservative area, that tends to be the religious right. The people, that's not necessarily where they're getting most of their votes, but a lot of their foot soldiers, the people who are hardcore and supporting them financially and making phone calls and knocking on doors for them, are the religious right. And that's who they've had to pander to a large, and so they managed to control that side of politics for a long time. And it works for the Democrats to play against that.
Sure.
And it creates this ridiculous dichotomy.
So what are when you talk to people in the LGBT movement, for lack of a better term.
Which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender,
thank
for
that,
people
yeah.
who don't know the alphabet soup.
Right. And
there's a last one. They throw queer on the end, too.
LGBTQ.
Okay.
Right. And at some point or another, we're going to get another one, another new letter.
I've heard it was questioning, too. I've heard Q as being questioning, and my opinion, my stance on that is you don't get a letter until you decide.
All right. So what happens when you're having a conversation with somebody? Let's say they're coming from a liberal perspective, as seems to be typical. What are some of the objections? I mean, when you start talking about the ideas of liberty and why it is that this is a natural constituency for those ideas,
you know,
what do they come up with to say, well, but that's not the case because of X?
You know, it's so rare that we get any. I don't know that we are quite big enough yet to have a lot of haters.
Maybe not necessarily
wondering
on your show, but right, maybe just personally when you talk to people.
What are some of the objections? Well, I think it's the typical stuff, the misunderstanding that if you're libertarian, if you don't believe the government should solve a certain problem, it means you don't want the problem solved at all.
Mm.
Right? It means you don't care about poor people if you don't support
right.
a welfare state.
You don't want roads.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. It's just a misunderstanding there. When someone thinks the only way they know how to solve a problem, historically, it's something that the government has handled in their mind and throughout their life, and so they can't get out of that mindset of thinking, well, how else could we possibly solve this problem other than with the government? So that's probably the biggest thing.
So, well, that's good to know. So the objections are the standard objections to liberty, and presumably if you've got people that they can, you know, that somebody who is, you know, LGBT can relate to, then maybe they'll be more likely to listen to the answers to those objections.
I'm very conscientious that I want the show to appeal to someone who isn't already libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting sort of balancing act, because like Neil, for instance, I think represents sort of the traditional base of our listenership, which would be libertarian folks who are LGBT.
Yeah.
And then I'm constantly trying to think in terms of people who might be listening who are new to the show, who maybe they're LGBT, they've heard about us one way or the other, and I want them to hear the liberty message presented in a way that they can be receptive to. Because most people have a barrier, whether you're conservative or liberal, you have an emotional barrier that you have to get through before that you can start arguing the logic of a certain solution. And, for instance, with a liberal person, if you say, I want to get rid of the welfare state, the first thing, they're immediately thinking you don't care about poor people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be very... There's a certain way to sell a message to someone. And I think once they, you know, I've always said that a lot of liberals are an economics 101 lesson away from being a libertarian.
Yeah.
Their heart is already there. I feel like I'm a liberal at heart, really, but my mind is a libertarian. And so I'm concerned about the same things that liberals are. That's what my heart is there. But I look at it and I don't feel like they're solving the problems. I don't feel like they have the correct solutions to the problems. Libertarianism is the answer to those problems.
I tend to agree with you, and I feel like I have more in common with liberals because of that. Even though I come from a conservative upbringing, that's just the direction I've gone in life. And I agree, and in my conversations with liberals, I find that they do tend to be easier to bring on board with the ideas of freedom, because you know a lot of them are concerned with peace and not using violence to get their way, and they don't realize the gun in the room. They don't realize that the government is force, and that the government is a constant threat of or actual violence against people who've never harmed anyone else. And if you can show that, then it becomes kind of a game changer.
I agree. I've said it too, that liberals are closer than people think to being libertarian. And again, it's weird. That's a weird thing for some libertarians to wrap their head around. A lot of
that's because there's a misperception, and I don't know why it's that way.
They see it as ultra conservative,
right?
Which is not
that libertarianism is, you know, just some sort of cousin of conservatism, and it's certainly not helped by the fact that you've got people like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck and these other talk show hosts out there that like to use vocabulary like liberal and conservative, or libertarian rather, and conservative in the same sentence.
Yes,
and I think
they want to write our coattails. They want to get our people, but they want to be associated with them.
Dale from FlamingFreedom.com. Make sure you go and check out his radio program. Really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. And once again, archives, live shows, and more all over at FlamingFreedom.com. Thanks, Dale. More coming up here from the 2013 Liberty Forum. We're at the National Crown Plaza Hotel. You can come up here and meet all kinds of interesting people. But if you can't make it, we'll be interviewing a bunch of them, so you'll get a taste of it.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Try that again. This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. We're doing a live show, like a really live show. I mean, we're live 7 nights a week, but we're actually live and in person here at the, I don't know what this room is. We're in the basement at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
I think it's like the Berkshire room or something. Does it say it over the top here?
The Brookfield room, according to our studio audience.
There are neither Brooks nor Fields in this room.
By the way, the studio audience could be at some kind of a party right now, so thanks, everybody, for coming out here to watch our little show here tonight.
I see Corey out there, and he's like
Cody.
Cody, I'm sorry.
Right?
He's like a party in himself.
Yeah, actually, we'll be talking to him a little bit later on from Off the Air Live. But we've got all kinds of interesting people to talk to here tonight, and some you've heard before if you're longtime listeners of Free Talk Live, kind of the regulars as far as people that will always, you can count on them to come in and talk to us here on the third microphone in the studio. But just real quick, just want to give you a little bit of info about this event. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. And you can learn more about the Liberty Forum there and what it is that's going on here this weekend. And if at all possible, get here to Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You will not regret it. It's well worth the small amount of money that it costs to get in here for a day. So don't miss out. In fact, Taryn Lupo, I don't think you've missed. I don't recall you missing a Liberty Forum. Has it happened?
I actually missed last year's. But everybody else, I've been here for a couple of years now. I'm a repeat, big time.
When was your first time visiting New Hampshire? Was it Liberty Forum?
Yeah, actually, I came up for a Liberty Forum first, and then you guys talked me into coming to Porkfest, and then I've been think this is my fifth now.
Now, you're up from Savannah, Georgia.
That's it.
You are an author by trade. You are the author of One Nation Under Blood.
That's a new one.
And it is a book about what?
That book is about a new technology that comes out that allows older people to heal themselves with young people's blood. It's based on a real technology.
Yeah, this is. There's a news story about a year ago about this, that essentially somehow younger blood can make cells younger.
It has an enzyme in it called Delta Factor that, and you kind of know this instinctively. Like if your little kid breaks his arm, he heals in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Your grandma breaks her arm, it takes her a year.
Right.
And so there's something in the blood, and what they figured out is you can borrow it. If me and you tie our circulations together, I can borrow a young person's blood and have a healing. So that's the technology it was based on. It was a real obscure study in 2007 that came out, and it always stuck with me. And I started writing this, and the funny thing is I finished this novel, and all of a sudden that story was all over the news 5 years later. So it kind of hit perfect.
And yeah, that's awesome.
Nice.
And so they're using, essentially, you're writing a fiction book about this technology, all right?
Right. It's a fictional book, but it's, you know, if any of any person that's ever read my stuff, I try to keep a lot of it real.
That's one of the things I really enjoyed about Pirates of Savannah. When I was in jail, you were so kind to send me a copy. And by the way, it was a hit in the cell block. People that read that book, they loved that book.
That's funny.
And
it's
I
just for your civil disobedience, for those who aren't familiar with the shenanigans.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. It was really, not only was it an entertaining read, but you could tell as you're going through it that you'd done some research. I mean, it wasn't just because you lived in Savannah, I think, but also because you really had opened up some books and, you know, gone and dug in into the history of the area, because it was a kind of a period piece of the 1800s or 1700s.
Right, historical fiction. And as a new author, that was my first big book out of the gate, and I don't recommend doing historical fiction, because about every hour you write is about 3 hours of work, mm-hmm. I mean, of research, and it's really hard to start with modern fiction, do a short story. I'm speaking this weekend, by the way, on how to self-publish. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm a featured speaker, so if you're around Friday, I think I speak at 1. I'm speaking on how writing is actually much more effective as activism than anything I've ever done. That I've reached more people with my books than I ever did holding signs or beating my head against the wall or protesting or doing shenanigans.
Yeah, you've got to
fiction
deliver,
writing's where it's at, man.
Deliver something that they're entertained by in some way or another.
Well, their guard's down. Like in my new book, One Nation Under Blood, it is a march toward tyranny. Mm-hmm. That this new technology comes out and old people feel that they're entitled to it. So they start passing laws to force the young people to give their blood. It's kind of like taxes.
Sure.
You know? And so it's an analogy of how old people just keep getting more and more, and they keep taking and taking, and it starts a big generational war. And what happens is, of course, you know, they round them up, and it's just like selective service. They get little selected blood service cards, and they have to donate their blood. And there's a lot of great artwork in it as well. If you open where the tabs are, there's all sorts of stuff. So it's a march to... it mimics a lot of what Hitler did in Stalin,
mm-hmm.
and you can see that, how it progresses in the book. The blood's just a vehicle that allows that. So all my books have some sort of liberty theme.
Now, what else? There's something fresh that you just put out, or what else is going on over at lupolit.com?
I got a short story, a novella. The first part's out, and it's only 99 cents over at Amazon. It's called If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Is that, you can do that because it's, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt before you get the title out. You can do that 99 cents. That's not what books cost. So
no, it's ebook.
Ebook. So you're able to do that because it's an ebook and there's no paper and printing.
Correct.
And all that stuff.
It's much cheaper to do it.
Now tell me about it again.
It's called If It Ain't Got That Swing. And what it is, it's another historical fiction piece, and it's more romance-based. It's about a love story that is... during Nazi Germany, it was actually illegal to... to swing dance, or they considered it black and, you know, they considered jazz black music and Jewish music. And so they didn't want it to corrupt their pure German blood. And one of the first things Hitler does is make it illegal. And there's this whole underground movement of kids. It's called Swing Kids, which mm-hmm. people are kind of familiar with from, you know, there was a Swing Kid movie.
Yeah.
But this goes way deeper into it. It gets into the darker stuff and into what was really going on. And so it's the same time period as Swing Kids, but it's not even close to the same story.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, you know, somebody falls in love who's a son of a Nazi. Excuse me. The boy in it is a Jewish swing kid. And the girl is a daughter of a Nazi. And, of course, he risks everything to just go dance and meet these girls.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was really dangerous. If you got caught, you either went to a re-education camp. And if you're really unlucky, straight to the concentration camps. Mm. And so they were hanging these swing kids. And these kids were, and this is real history. I mean, it was crazy back then about how dangerous it was just to go out and do this. And it was a form of activism. they had these groups together that were underground clubs that would defiantly make fun of Hitler. And you know, they would say, you know, instead of swing high, it'd be, you know, swing high low or something. They would change it up, and they would make fun of Nazis constantly, and they would get caught, and serious stuff happened to them. So
wow.
The story takes place in that time period.
You know, Derek J., of course, the subject of Derek J.'s victimless crime spree is going to be here tomorrow. And one of the arrests that is featured in his movie is the Live Free or Dance party.
Oh, right on.
And a lot of people look at that and they're like, oh, what's this? You're just dancing. What's the big deal here? But apparently that's really been a problem in the past in some places. And I know that even in New York City, it's still illegal to dance in a club that doesn't have a cabaret license.
Yeah, and remember the whole dancing at the Capitol when all that went down.
Sure,
Kokesh
people got body slammed for that.
And Meg McLean used to be here. She got in trouble with that too. And so it's
still an issue today. It's still an issue in America. People dancing,
and I mean. Yeah, and I guess with the way the police state is now, you could be risking your life dancing somewhere that's illegal. You never know when it goes, you know, you're going to get a cop that goes off the hinges and does something bad.
Sure.
So that's an interesting story. I hope you guys will check it out. You know, your listeners can find it at lupolit.com.
Lupolit. Tell me the name of it again.
If it ain't got that swing.
Okay.
Like, you know, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
So it's at lupolit.com?
Yeah, lupolit.com. If you like swing dancing or any sort of World War II history thing, you'd dig it.
And the thing I really enjoy, I mean, one of the other things I enjoyed, besides the fact that it was entertaining about Pirates of Savannah, was at the end of the book, you had like a really lengthy, here's the history kind of thing, like citations of the research that you'd done, which you don't normally see that in a fictional novel.
Right, that's kind of my signature. I do that with all my stories. Even my horror, a lot of people don't know I write horror stories, and I have a whole short story collection of horror. Mm-hmm. Even in my horror stories, I'll tell you what, it's based on real stuff. So all my formulas, I find a real thing, and then I amp it out for fiction and have fun with it.
Right.
And then I tell you at the end where it really came from.
Yeah, I think that's neat, because then if you wanted to, you could dig in further and kind of get back into the history of everything.
And One Nation Under Blood, the stuff in there scares the hell out of people. That the last chapter that tells you what's real, like 80% of that book's real.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy cow, all these things exist. There really are, you know, secret FEMA camps or whatever. I'm not a conspiracy guy or tinfoil hat guy, but there's some real stuff. I mean, you know.
Sure.
FEMA camps, you can go on Google Maps and see it. It's not like a big secret. So they're out there. They're just empty.
Yeah, the FEMA camps, right? Like, I think there's a lot of paranoia that surrounds them, but, you know, they're...
But they do, yeah, I agree, and that's not... But as far as fictional, I'm using them in the story because what it is the very first thing they do in One Nation Under Blood is they need a bad guy, so they go after the Mexicans because they're the easy ones to pick off. And so they start a big immigration scare, and what they're really doing is they're just grabbing Mexican children and keeping them for their blood. Because blood becomes such a hot commodity, there's a big supply and demand problem. So they have to create a boogeyman, and they do that. And, of course, right now, when the camps are being used for things like storing immigrant children. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but they're immigration holding facilities right now. They're called relocation centers, basically. If you catch illegal immigrants and they haven't shipped them out yet, they go to one of those camps to be held for a while.
Taryn Lupo, always good having you on the show.
Yay.
The website, lupolit.com. Folks can hook up with paper versions and online versions.
Just about everything's paper, and also free audios if you're lazy.
Very good. Lupolit.com. We're coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One, two, the vibe. It's year 2523. They're calling you on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.